This is TWiT.
The IRS, the ever-popular government agency, has reached an interesting decision regarding a company called Yorba, which was attempting to be an open-source nonprofit under 501c3. The IRS decided that Yorba could not qualify for Section 501c3, would not be given nonprofit status. And the reason that it made that declaration is really problematic for the open source world in general. The IRS decided that Yorba software, like any open source software, could potentially be used for commercial purposes. What the IRS said was you have a substantial non-exempt purpose, because non-exempt being commercial, because you develop software published under open source compatible license that authorize use by any person for any purpose, including non-exempt purposes such as commercial, recreational, or personal purposes. And also goes on to talk about how the software could be used for partisan political purposes as well. So this seems like quite a blow to the open source world, wouldn't you say, Randall?
Yeah, I was particularly troubled about this, and it's clearly a huge about face from the IRS. Another reason I said earlier that open source software is no longer novel, we're actually now under mainstream fire. And it's very troubling in the sense that, hundreds of open source organizations have gotten 501c3 in the past, and had no difference in restriction from what Yorba applied for. So this is clearly a policy change. It might make it more likely for organizations like, I have to disclose, I'm on the board of Linux Fund, and what we do is we, as a 501c3, we can accept donations and pass those along to qualifying organizations. But the organizations don't have to be 501c3 as long as they're within our particular purview that we have our agreement under. It might mean that more organizations like Linux Fund have to show up to be able to take donations in the U.S. I also have to say that this is not something that will affect a lot of organizations, even those that don't have 501c3, because you're still, as an organization, you can fund out of your corporate profits, funding of these sorts of organizations to make things happen. So it's really only we're talking about the individuals who want to give donations and how they can get a tax write-off for that. And like I said, there's always going to be organizations like Linux Fund and others, Linux Foundation, and let's say I'm not going to list all 1,000 of them, but they're out there that will be able to be sort of sort of the buffer. So you can donate to them, get a tax deduction in the U.S., and then they can in turn around and give money to these. Now, if the IRS goes after the second level organizations like Linux Fund, I don't know where we're going to go. I mean, this is ridiculous. The fact that you can use freely developed software for commercial purposes, and that disqualifies the freely developed software organization as being a nonprofit, doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. The ruling was just crazy when I read about it.
Yeah, it does seem like a really controversial decision by the IRS, and one that I'm sure they're going to come under fire for. We'll have to watch and see what happens to all those open source nonprofits that have already garnered 501c3 status, and see if there's any kind of revocation that's coming down the pipes for them.